Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, everyone. Let me just, hopefully that sounds better. So it is Thanksgiving Day, and I don't know how everyone else is feeling, but I'm kind of apprehensive to meet the relatives and family. So that's why I thought, let me just put a free reading out there for Thanksgiving so you guys could chart your day. I know I've been doing that this morning for myself. So, yeah, anybody got the Thanksgiving jitters, definitely do a reading for you, what's looking like for today, your holiday. Hopefully it'll be as joyous as it can be, right? Okay, so I'm going to let in the first caller. Caller 267, how are you doing?
Hi, I'm here.
Oh, okay, a familiar voice. Who's calling?
Yeah, my name is Dev.
Okay, I think you called last time. How you doing?
Uh-huh. I'm good.
Okay. Do you want to know how your Thanksgiving is faring today?
Yeah, actually, you read my mind. I might be doing some traveling today and linking up with multiple family units. So if you let me know how that go, maybe weather-wise or just anything to look out for, that'd be good.
Okay. Be concerned about the weather. Okay.
Yeah, I might be on the road traveling today, so, you know, since I'm up in, it's fun. I would like to know what might be going down.
Okay, it looks like that you're going to have a good time. I see the Eight of Bows of Hearthfire. It looks like, you're going to be meeting up with family, friends. It's going to be a good time. It looks like more of like camaraderie, like type friendship. The feeling of just being around friends and stuff like that, you're going to really enjoy yourself. It looks like it's going to be your day. You have the King of Bows, the Adder. It looks like that you're going to be, like, in charge of, you know, what's what. I'm not sure if you're going with someone, but it looks like you might have a companion. You have, like, the Knight of Vessels, the Eel. This person is really good with, like, their emotions and, you know, if you feel any kind of apprehension for your Thanksgiving, like whoever you're going to be with is going to, like, really help you emotionally. You know what I mean? If you have, like, any apprehensions of meeting people. So it looks good.
Yeah, I tend to have that apprehension around the holiday times. So you say it's going to turn out okay. I hope so.
Yeah. If you do, it seems to me that, with the Eight of Bows and Hearthfire, you're going to have a good time amongst friends. It's going to be, like, real passionate, real catching up, and you're going to enjoy your time. You may feel like, I don't know, is this what you said, apprehension? Because you have the Bow of Adders, and he always seems like he's fighting for, like, dominance in a situation to be, like, the leader, but it looks like you're going to, you know, you have won that part, you know what I mean? Like, if you feel apprehensive, like, maybe, you know, maybe you didn't want to do Thanksgiving. I don't know. But it looks like you, whatever you say kind of goes today. Like, you've won your case, and he is, he is like the leader. So you're going to be the leader in this. Not to worry. Mm-hmm. You have like the Knight of Vessels with you. Whoever's going with you, are you taking someone with you?
You know, I'm actually linking up with my mom today. So, and then we might go out and see some more family from there.
Okay. That's going to be really good for you. The Knight of Vessels is really good with their emotions. If you have any kind of fears or worry, it should be subsided probably from your mom. Yeah, you'll have a good time today. You just kind of relax and let it flow, and you know what I mean? Just you'll be okay.
Okay.
Okay, I'm going to
okay.
Take on the next caller, okay? I hope that was helpful.
Okay, yeah, that was good. Thank you, Joy. Have a good morning.
All right, I'll put you on mute.
Okay.
Okay, caller 207, you're on the line.
Hi, hello. I'd like to know if you see... Hi, I'm okay. I'd like to know if you see any good news coming for me from a lawsuit I'm trying to get going about some money.
Okay. And it does look like you're on your path. If you get anything from this, like any kind of money, it may not be much. You have like the ten of
not
arrows.
Yet.
The instruction. Yeah. You have
okay.
like the ten of arrows of instruction. So it looks like you're learning as you go along with this. You have the nine
yes.
arrows of dedication. So you're, like, really working to try to get that. You're real patient, but it just seems like it's overwhelming for you right now.
Yes.
This lawsuit is a doozy. You have, like, the Knight of Arrows, the Hawks, representing this lawsuit, and it just looks like it might be beyond your skill right now. But you're learning. You're learning. You have the Ten of Arrows instructions. So whoever's in your corner, maybe your lawyer or, you know, people with you, like, learn as much as you can, because it looks like you are really dedicated, determined, and try to get something out of this.
Yes, I am.
It just shows me, like, your process of what you're doing. It may seem like, you know, it may take some time for that. Because wherever this case is, this Knight of Arrows, this Hawk, I mean, it's just kind of like... This is, like, really beyond you at this point, but you're getting close, but it just seems like it's going to be a real, I don't want to say a struggle, but it looks like you're going to have to constantly work at trying to get this money.
Yeah, it is. It's very hard. It's very hard to uncover everything.
Right. And the Nine of Arrows, not many people get her, like, the dedication card. She's a nice one to get. It looks like your demeanor, I mean, you're very patient with this. You seem like maybe a person who's, like, a kind person. She's usually someone who is doing the best that she can to pick up the pieces and trying to, you know, it definitely seems like it could be an overwhelming task for you.
It is.
But, yeah, if you want, just for some advice, if you want to take some rest and try to, like, you know, reassess your mind, get some more people in your corner, because I could tell this is, like, really taxing. This could take a lot. This could be very draining. So it's you, Ten of Arrows instruction, whoever's in your corner, because in this card you have, like, an older person that's kind of, like, helping you to actually be good with the arrows, symbolizing the mind, the air, whoever that may be in your life, like a lawyer, your father, or, you know, some kind of family member you respect. Like, just you need someone in your corner, it looks like, to help you, like, figure this thing out more.
Yes. But
yeah,
can you tell if I get any... Well, actually, my husband's helping me with this.
Right, okay, yeah, because this person is an older person, and it looks like, I would say, you're the young person, and he's helping you to try to maneuver this, or, you know, try to, like, get through this case. But you're going to be learning. As long as you have, like, that support... and you take time to rest and you keep with the dedication. Don't let the Knight of Arrows wear you down, because that can be, like, this whole case could be, like, really, yeah, don't let it wear you down, because that card is kind of intimidating.
It is.
So it's probably like a complicated case, so you don't have to get into it or whatever, but yeah, I would just, like, take your time, rest, and just, you know, let your husband continue to help you, and just learn as much as you can. Look at it as, like, a learning experience. Try to take some of your emotion out of it. I need to learn. Right.
Do you see the money coming through?
Yeah, if you keep with this path, you got a good card. You got the Page of Bows, the soap. You'll get something. Like, it seems like out of the hair of your teeth, but you'll get something. The soap character is really light. The best that it does, it's kind of like in the background where no one can see it. So it might have, like, this implication of you're going to get this money in a very cunning way. Yeah, it's kind of like a real cunning. Like, you kind of have to, like, really outsmart this thing. Maybe look for loopholes
yeah.
or something like that.
I see.
Cards.
Yep. I hear what you're saying. That's very accurate. That's very accurate.
Yeah. And if you ever look up a stoat online and you look how the creature looks, it kind of really symbolizes, like, how it does. It's a really good creature dealing with money, but, like, the way it does, the way it hunts, too, it's just pretty fascinating to me. Yeah, you're going to have to be really cunning and kind of outsmart this thing.
Yes.
I think that answers your question.
Yes, you did. Thank you. That's very accurate. That's
you're
exactly
welcome.
What's going on. Thank you.
Well, I'm gonna let in the next caller, okay? I'm gonna put you back on.
Okay. Okay. Thank you.
You're welcome. Okay. Caller 646. I'm letting you through. How are you doing this morning?
Hi. Good morning, Joy. I wanted to know for this Thanksgiving. I'm going to visit family briefly, but I wanted to know if my guy is going to actually pick me to meet his family.
Okay. I can definitely do that. Great. Thanksgiving Day. Okay.
Thank you. Happy Thanksgiving.
Happy Thanksgiving to you, too. Okay, let me do that for you. Take you, only because, it looks like you're very happy with this person. You got the Five of Vessels ecstasy. You would be overjoyed if he takes you to Thanksgiving. Like, you're, like, ecstatic. He gives you, like, really good emotion. You have the Page of Stones, the Lynx. This character represents, like, playfulness and, like, some security. I think he'll take you because it looks like he's got, like, the Seven of Vessels. I don't know if someone's passed in his family, but he's in mourning or something's going on. I don't know.
Yes. His cousin just passed yesterday. Yes.
Yeah. He would have to take you because, like, you have, like, I guess you provide, like, this playfulness, and he would need some cheering up. So if you want to just wait back or maybe call him, like, you know, I hope everything's going all right. You know, if you need somebody to cheer you up and be there with you, I'm your gal. And I think he'll definitely choose you. Just with the Page of Stones, they suggest, like, the Lynx character, you just have to kind of be careful what you say, like, because that creature can be impulsive sometimes with the things you say. But you have the playful energy. You're, like, a really good companion in the wilderness. I think he'll definitely take you with, you know, the Thanksgiving. He would need you right now at this time. Yeah. The Seven of Vessels, the mourning, is probably someone very dear to him because he's really in mourning. Like, that's usually a card that comes up where you're, like, really emotional.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah,
because,
give him a ring or a text. You know, probably a text to probably, look, you know, I know you're going through things, but if you need someone to cheer you up, you know, I'd definitely be there for you, and I definitely can help you this holiday. And, you know, kind of, like, lay back and let him. Yeah, he'll come to his senses. Because when you're in mourning, you want people that are going to be there with you. So seeing that, I was just like, oh, she cares. Like, I'm sure he'll definitely invite you. I think he'll need you, too. So.
Yeah, because we kind of, it was,
it looks very good in your
really?
Favor.
Because I've never met his family, and I was, like, a little taken aback, and I was like, okay, you know, long story short,
you may meet his family because of the circumstance of the mourning card. You said his cousin passed, so I think it definitely will be something, because he's going to need someone, and it looks like you're the type of person that's a really good companion, you know what I mean? So, and I know I feel like, you know, people know the kind of people that that we are. Like, if he's been with you this time, like, he knows that you're someone that can help him and cheer him up. So, in this circumstance, I believe he will definitely get you for Thanksgiving. Yeah. It looks very good.
It looks okay, because it was a little rough earlier yesterday. I didn't know, and then he told me. But then all of this emotion came out of me, and I was sympathetic, but I was a little taken aback. And
right.
I kind of let other things come out that was on my chest anyway before this happened. So I don't know. That's why I was calling, because I think I may have put my foot in my mouth.
I would give him the text. Yeah, because the Lynx does that. They say that to be careful when you're the Lynx, because the Lynx has this youthful child energy a lot of times, and you could be kind of impulsive and say things that, you know, you really should take the time before you say it. It kind of says you have to be careful what you say around people, because you can kind of let that out. But you have this playful energy, and you're a very good companion, so I would just, like, you know, just be sensitive to the situation, and if you feel like something wants to come out, try to check it in your mind, like, is this going to be good, you know, to say, you know, at this time, and, you know, you'll do well. Like, I would say text them and just, you know, I'm sorry about, you know, everything that's going on with you, but I'm definitely there if you need me. I'm your friend, you know, and just leave it like that, and you'll be surprised. Like, I think he'll invite you, like, if you say it like that in a text, and just give him, you know, give him some breathing.
Even though I did put my foot in my mouth earlier. No, I did. It was not... I kind of let off some steam earlier, and I was, even though I know he's, and I know that wasn't right, but it was insensitive of me, and I did apologize for it, but at the same time, I've just been in limbo with him, so I'm like, I don't know what's going on.
Right.
He just kind of, like, told me at a whim, and I was like, you know.
Yeah, definitely.
I'm being honest.
Care about, like, past it. He's probably not trying to hear anything. Like, if someone, like, if he really was into his cousin, like, I think he is, because that car usually symbolizes somebody that you really care about. He's in mourning. I mean, I just think, like, if you text him, like, you know, I'm your friend, I'm here for you, it's kind of like his day. You know how, like, when people have their day or whatever, like, you just kind of just, like, you know, you're there just to be there and, hold their hand, and you kind of just let them do them. But, like, he'll invite you if he, you know what I mean, like, you're a supportive person. Like, just talk to them, like, I'm here if you need me. Kind of like that. Like, I'm here if you need me. You don't have to do this alone. And I definitely would be a good friend for you, you know, at this time. You know, like, you know, and then, like, let him choose. Like, I really think it looks good for him to invite you to Thanksgiving, because, you know, he's at a vulnerable time where he needs, like, some support.
Okay. So I'm going to have time to see my family and go with him?
Okay, so you want to know, like,
am I going to have to see my stepfather and then go with him if he invites me?
Okay. So, it looks like you're definitely going to be with your parents. If he calls through, just kind of, like, it seems like whatever you have with him will probably be short, you know, because he's in mourning. So if he does invite you, it might just be, like, for a small, you know, a short time span. But it looks like you're definitely going to meet up with your parents. However, if he calls, it may not be long with your parents, and it just seems like, yeah. You have, like, a wondering spirit. Like, you have, like, a childlike spirit. I get the Wanderer card on you a lot. You have, like, this very youthful kind of, like, I'm just living life, free-spirited type nature. And then, like, with him, like I said, he just has somebody passed in his family, so I keep getting, like the change, the journey. I got the journey card with him again. He's going through something. He's going through a journey, like, you know. I think if he comes through, like, a certain point, like, you know what, let me text her, like, I think I need her. Yeah, it's probably going to maybe be late in the day, and it's going to probably be something short. Like, you know, I wouldn't just focus on it. Like, I would spend time with your family. Because you got, like, really good cards of your family. Let's see. Okay. You have the King of Vessels, the Hierophant. Is your dad someone someone in your family, like, emotionally secure?
Yeah.
It seems like,
yeah,
I get that from your side on the family. And then you have, like, the Stag. Probably could be more of a male figure, too. Like, your dad is just really, like, this type of person that's about, like, right action and justice type, and, like, he's, you know, you got someone in your family, too, that's very emotional, securing, maybe even spiritual. Like, these people in your family, they help you to help you to learn life, you know, more. So I think it would, you know, you're definitely going to need that. That's more of your grounding source. So you definitely should check out your family, because what could happen if he calls you, like, he's going to need that type of energy. So you need to definitely go with your family first. Spend that time, and then if he texts you, then you can actually give that energy, you know, because like, he's in a really emotional time. You can actually give that energy to him. You know what I mean? You need to recharge from your family, because I also get the Woodward card with you, and maybe you've gotten this from your family, but you have, like, that sense of justice and right action as well, but it seems like you get emotionally exhausted sometimes when you feel like, I guess, like, because he's someone who's just, maybe it's with the person, like, I don't know, or your life, like, you feel like maybe people are not like you, and you get kind of, like, emotionally drained sometimes. But your family is definitely a source of wealth for you, like, as far as, like, re-energizing your being. But you definitely need to spend time with your family. And if he calls you, you know, I really think he will. You send him out that text, he can call you, you know, get you probably later in the day. And, you know, you'll have enough time with your family, and then you'll, you know, probably have, like, a short time with him, because you know he's in mourning, and it just, it's his day, so it's based on, like, how long he wants to have you there, and just kind of, you know, just, like, give him some space, like, you know, yeah, I would definitely, I'd definitely be okay today. Yeah, spend time with your family as much as you can, and then, you know, let the chips fall where they may, kind of thing with him.
Okay, because I was wondering if he was going to allow me to, I know it's, you know, to meet his family, so I don't know. It's bittersweet.
Okay. Yeah, okay. I would just send out that text and just lay back today. Enjoy Thanksgiving with your family, and you'd be surprised. Probably even call you sooner than you would hope, because you're like trying to spend. I feel like that could happen too. Like you could be having fun with your family, and then all of a sudden, like this he comes through with a text or call. Like, you know, are you still available? And you're like surprised. Yeah, I think you shouldn't worry about it today. Like, you're gonna be okay. You're gonna have a good time with your family.
Nice. But I am gonna meet his family, or we're gonna see what happens.
It's a really good chance. Because the death cards keep coming up around him, like it looks like the type of person you are. Like, if I were in his position, I'm like, yeah, I'd definitely call you over. I need you, boo. Like, I need your playfulness. But you know, with him, you just kind of have to like wait and see. What he, you know, when he will realize that, because, like, he's in mourning right now. That's why I say it'd be good to just send him, like, that talk, like, I'm here if you need me. It could just be simple, like, I'm here if you need me. I understand there are things going on in your life. So if you need me, I'm here for you. And just leave it at that. Enjoy the day with your family, and you probably get that talk to come sooner than you think with him. It will probably look better in your favor.
Gotcha. Gotcha. Thank you.
I hope that was helpful.
You,
it's kind of hard to read people when they're in mourning. You never know what they're going to do because they're kind of unpredictable right now. But it looks good. It looks good for you to see his family, just because of the nature of the circumstances of what's going on.
Oh, because I put my foot in my mouth earlier. I was like, oh man. But then I was like, well, I have to let it out. I know. Wrong timing. I know. I do love him.
Yeah, you're gonna be good. You're gonna be good. With the Lynx, though, yeah, just be careful what you say and do at this time, you know, because the Lynx character can, like, if you look at the Lynx cat, like, they can be kind of impulsive sometimes, because they're playful. So if you before you think you're going to say something, that might be like, maybe I should just filter it in the mind first. Because, because that would be like a wrong timing to be impulsive and say some things that you probably wanted to say for him for a while.
Mm-hmm. Gotcha.
I hope that was helpful, though. It looks like it's going to be good for you and your family. I definitely enjoy your Thanksgiving. And, just be that friend, that caring friend, and it's his day. You get invited to see his family. Just be in the background and just let it flow and just, yeah.
Yeah, I got it. Thank you.
Okay. You're welcome. I'm going to put you back on mute, okay?
Okay, thank you.
Okay, caller 2FM, you're my last caller. How you doing? Hello? Hello? Okay. I think something's with their phone. I'll take another person again. Okay, caller 267. I'm taking you once more. How you doing?
Oh, hi. How's it going?
We got a little bit of time. Did you have a quick question you wanted to ask?
Sure. Just off the top of my head, I'm going for a new job opportunity next week. So can you let me know how that's going to go?
Okay. It looks like this job opportunity has a lot of happiness associated with it. You're gonna be really emotionally, like this job is something that's gonna definitely make you happy. But you also got the Nine of Arrows dedication, so you have to be dedicated. You have to be patient because it's something that you're learning probably for the first time. But I keep getting the Seven of Arrows of insecurity that's coming up around you, sir. I don't know if it's you or if someone around you who's like insecure. Like, I don't know. Maybe going. I think I remember having this conversation. I think you should start that exercise program again, or like start writing in a journal, getting your mental blocks clear, because that's gonna be like. You're going to be kind of, like, insecure about this new job. But you shouldn't have to worry because it's going to make you happy. So and there's no need to be insecure about it, whatever that new job is.
Yeah, I guess I have to realize, just in my head, and then, the cards don't lie.
Yeah.
That should be good.
It's easier said than
done. But it's pointing out an issue.
It's easier said than done. If you say, it's just in my head, like, it constantly comes up. I think you should do some kind of physical routine or write in a journal or, like, really do some meditation to clear out those mental blocks and maybe say to yourself, why am I insecure? Why am I feeling insecure about this? Because this job is going to make you really happy. The Ten of Vessels, happiness, like, this is definitely what you want to do. But, you need to combat that mind.
Yeah, I guess maybe I should spend this morning thinking about that insecurity. That's something that I think a lot of guys will never really even touch, that word insecurity.
Yeah, I mean, it just, you just reassess, what it is that is making you insecure about the job, but it's going to make you emotionally happy. So if it makes you happy, I think you kind of have to use your emotions. Like, it makes me happy. Like, let me get rid of these insecurities. Like, mind, you're having a problem with me right now. Like, and just really enjoy the new job.
Okay. I'll keep that in mind.
Okay. I hope that was helpful. I hope everyone enjoys their Thanksgiving Day. We're kind of like in the rewind, so I'm going to play a little song for you guys. So, because I don't think we're on air anymore. But, yeah, I'll play a little song. So hopefully this will help everybody out on Thanksgiving. Happy Thanksgiving, guys.